Hi everyone, I'm Matt from Living Audio, and I'm here today to give a little demonstration on how I go about editing audiobooks as a blind engineer. I can't use my sight at all to look at the computer screen and work with a mouse to edit audio, so I have to do everything by what I hear. It can make the process a lot more tedious and time-consuming, so I thought I'd just give a little demonstration of that today. Okay, we're going to be looking at Chapter 1 of Ruins of Camelot by G. Norman Lippert, author of the fantastic James Potter novels that Living Audio has been producing in audio since last year. So here is the untreated audio as it came to me from just the narrator.
Chapter 1. Two men on horseback emerged from the trees, blinking in the low copper sunlight. The man in the lead was tall, dark-skinned and bare-armed.
Okay, so that's the raw audio. Now, as you can hear, there are several issues with that. First of all, there is a floor noise, which you're going to have to get rid of. There's also a kind of bass thumpiness at the end of all his words. So there's more bass in the recording than we usually have, and we're going to have to get rid of that as well. So we're going to roll the bass off, first of all, and that's before we do anything else. I've already got that set up as a preset, so let's see how that sounds now.
Chapter 1. Two men on horseback emerged from the trees, blinking in the low copper sunlight. The man in the lead was tall, dark-skinned and bare-armed.
Okay, yeah, that seems a lot better. It's still got a little bit there, but now the point is that bass is quieter, so when I now run the file through a noise gate, that will get rid of it, so... Okay, let's see how that sounds.
Chapter 1. Two men on horseback emerged from the trees, blinking in the low copper sunlight.
Oh, wow. That's a significant difference. I'm sure you'll agree. It took me hours and hours to tweak and fine-tune my setup here to tidy up audio. And even now, it's still not ready for the public. There's still an awful lot of work to be done. In fact, the main job of an audio producer is about to begin. So what we're going to do now is start going through this file word by word, looking for tongue clicks and mouth noise, that's that sort of thing, and lip smacks. So let's see what we have.
Chapter 1. Two men on horseback emerged from the trees.
I don't know if you hear it. There's a little click in that men. Let's have a look at that.
From the men on horse. Two men on.
Hear it there? So we need to get rid of that.
Two men on horseback emerged from the trees. Horseback emerged from the.
That's a little blip at the end of that word there.
Horseback emerged from the trees, blinking in the low copper sunlight. Light.
At the end of light, a little bip.
Copper sunlight. The man in the lead.
That breath is. I want it there because it's the start of a sentence, but it's a bit loud, so let's attenuate that.
The man in the lead was tall, dark-skinned, and
there's a little pop on the end of the S of skinned there. Not quite sure what happens. You can hear it there? We can tidy that up.
Dark-skinned and bare-armed. He halted his horse, and it immediately dipped its head, nodding, weary, nodding.
Just on the end of nodding there, hear it? It's a little noise.
Head, nodding, weary.
It's better, but it's not perfect.
Head. Nodding wearily.
There you go. Look at that.
He dipped its head, nodding wearily.
There we go.
The second man reined in his own horse and raked his fingers through the tangle of his short red beard. Red beard.
Now, you can probably hear there's a bit of artifact, a bit of that background floor noise that was left on the recording. The gate hasn't closed properly here, so I'm going to fix that. Tends to happen on words that end with a D and going into the word with a B for beard there. That's it.
So, the man in the lead was tall, dark-skinned, and bare-armed. He halted his horse, and it immediately dipped its head, nodding wearily. The second man reined in his own horse and raked his fingers through the tangle of his short red beard.
Okay, so that's a little bit of the audio as I'm tidying it up. And of course, bearing in mind that the sample that I've just worked on is 24 seconds. So, clearly, there's a heck of a way to go on a sort of 9 or 10 hour audiobook. It can take hours to edit just 1 hour of the finished product. So it really is a very complex and time-consuming procedure to edit audio. Certainly, in some ways, I can see how sighted people might be able to do this more quickly. But there's a trade-off, isn't there, which is time versus accuracy. And sometimes I have to force myself to be less picky, because otherwise I could be here for a lot longer than is reasonable or feasible when trying to run an audiobook production business. So that's a little glimpse into the world of a blind engineer. Hope you enjoyed.